This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. As you all know, I like to highlight things right here in the great state of Connecticut. And one of them is MADE, no pun intended, right here in Connecticut. The MADE in Connecticut Expo 2022, coming up August 13th and 14th down in Naugatuck. Or if you're from that area, just Naugatuck. And we're joined this morning with Jill Perez. She's president of Connecticut Specialty Events, and they're the ones that are putting this on. And we're going to get into some of the things that are there and why this is so important to the area. Jill, good morning, and thank you for joining me today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So Connecticut, it's a little state, but there's a lot of creativity. There's a lot of things that go on in here. So, you know, what started the MADE in Connecticut Expo? How long has this thing been going?
So this is actually the seventh year for the show. We started out, you know, small, and each year I've kind of grown. And this year we have around 200 vendors kind of selling everything imaginable.
So, I mean, that's the thing. There's something for everyone at something like this, isn't there?
Correct.
So what are we talking here? We talking food? We talking crafts? Like, what are, give me some ideas of the diversity of the amount of things that people can experience for this.
Yeah. So, you know, we are located at the Naugatuck Event Center, which is 6 Rubber Drive in Naugatuck. We are indoors, so nice in the air conditioning. We don't have to worry about the heat or the elements. And outside, when you first come in, you're going to see we'll have a couple food trucks from Connecticut set up serving food to anybody if they, you know, come early for breakfast or stay for lunch. And then inside, you're going to find we have all sorts of vendors. So we have, for example, authors selling their books who live right here in Connecticut. They'll do their book signings. We have people selling homemade jewelry. We have companies making soaps and scrubs, baked goods, pie companies, potters, candle companies. Lots and lots of stuff. We have a bunch of pet companies selling pet treats or pet bedding or things like that. We have some vegan vendors serving like vegan soap or other findings, chocolate companies, chocolatiers. So pretty much a really huge array of things.
And it's one of those things, you know, we all talk about, you know, if it's food, it's the farm to table, it's support your local business. You know, if there's something that you've always been, I wish I can get that locally, I wish I knew someone. This seems to be the place where if you can think of it, there's probably someone local. And that's the thing, it's local. You know, they could be your neighbor that's doing these things right here in Connecticut that can help you kind of support the economy, support your neighbors, and just, you know, talk to that person and understand their business and where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we've always, exactly. I do some small things on the side. I do a little bit of woodworking. I've done the craft fairs. And to me, that was always the coolest thing. You know, when someone asks you, well, how did you come up with this? You know, what made you do this? It's those stories that are behind things that mean more when you buy it from someone you're literally facing.
That is definitely true. And at this event, you're going to find that, you know, the people that own the companies are the ones at the table. They're trying to get the word out. They're trying to make their products known. So you're going to be able to really connect one-on-one with, you know, all right, here's this awesome item that's made in the state, and here's the awesome person behind it who came up with the idea.
That's the thing. There's so much creativity in this tiny little state for someone to come up and to put themselves out there like that. Like, this is, most of these things started as a hobby or an enjoyment, and to make it, you know, their business or their living, and to put themselves out there takes a lot of courage in my mind for these people to be able to do that and understand how the business works. You know, people wonder, why is this so much money? Well, the time that goes into something, and that's the other thing, like, it might seem expensive, but once you understand why it's like that and the time and the effort and the love and passion that someone put into creating something, whether it be a quilt or a chocolate or food or craft item or, you know, dog treats, there's always something that means something to someone. And it's the passing along of that, whether it be a tradition, you know, going to something like this, especially with the family, you know, for the kids, in my mind, to see someone making something that they enjoy doing. It's, you know, it's the old adult, if you love what you're doing, you're not working type thing.
Correct.
So to see people making these products, and it, it is a community building thing. I mean, for you're going to be doing this for 7 years now. It's definitely proven that made in Connecticut, people support it. You know, if people want something, I'm sure there's something there for everyone.
Absolutely.
So it's in Naugatuck. Now, there's something for everyone, but are you guys still looking for vendors? Is there room to expand?
Yeah. So, I mean, luckily the building that we're using at the Naugatuck Event Center is massive. So we absolutely do have available spaces left. Anybody who's interested can email us at madeinconnecticutexpo@gmail.com. We obviously do want to vet anybody, you know, who's applying and just making sure that their products are made or designed or, you know, thought up in Connecticut. Obviously, we do restrict that as our major thing. You know, we don't take vendors from outside of the state just because we are trying to support local, and that's the whole theme of the show.
And I mean, is it tough to find area vendors that, you know, is there a lot of things that are made here in Connecticut that people don't really understand yet?
Yeah, there are so many things actually made here in Connecticut that people just totally aren't even aware of. You know, I've had vendors that started off with us and then started to get into, you know, did a couple of our shows a few years and now have actually gotten like too big for us where they're in supermarkets and, you know, have really, really grown just from showcasing at the expo. So it's a great thing to see that happen.
So that's got to be cool. Like, you know, as the organizer of this event, to see someone's passion and enjoyment flourish to that level that they can kind of move on in a way is a good thing.
Absolutely.
So, what made you start that, you know, like 7 years ago, what made this, what sparked the idea of this Made in Connecticut Expo?
Well, me and my husband own a food truck business, and we were going to all these events, and it was just tons of crafters all the time with us every weekend, and especially the handmade crafters. You know, we saw how hard they were working. We saw how much passion they're putting into the things that they're selling, and I was like, you know what? A lot of the times they get kind of lost by the wayside with all of these direct sale, big box companies. So, you know, I said to my husband, I said, it'd be really cool to do a show that just focuses on them and just showcases these little small businesses and, you know, not necessarily them being overshadowed by the big companies. So that's kind of how it came about.
And since COVID, like, you know, it's, I don't want to say it's become a meme, but it seems like everyone went out and bought a cricket and learned how to make sourdough bread when COVID hit.
That is true.
Like, is there, I don't want to say an oversaturation, but are you seeing a lot more people kind of get back to this, you know, handmade craft area?
Yeah, I mean, so we definitely, unfortunately with COVID, we definitely saw a lot of these small businesses weren't able to survive and did go out of business. But a lot of new businesses have been popping up. A lot of, you know, the cricket stuff, the tumblers, cups, things like that. I think especially with inflation, it's, you know, people are really just trying to survive and trying to make money however they can. And a lot of people have kind of adopted these side businesses that maybe over time have gone into full-time businesses. But, you know, you're always going to find entrepreneurs out there. If someone has the desire and the willpower, you know, they're going to make their business successful.
I think that's the thing, the desire. Like, I always joke with my children, realistically, a human can be taught anything. It's the desire to want to learn to do it. I mean, you have brain surgeons to masons to, you know, trade skilled laborers to someone figuring out how to make maple syrup in their backyard. As a human, we can pretty much do anything, but you have to have that desire to do it. So that's why I like going to these things and going to craft fairs, because you see those people with the desire to do things. Now, you said you and your husband have a food truck. What type of food truck are we looking here? I like food trucks.
So me and my husband own what's called the Fried Donation Truck. It's a fried dough truck. And we also own what's called the Lemonade Grenade. It's a fresh leaf lemonade truck.
That's awesome. And that's, you know, it's, and it, like we were saying, you know, COVID was a tough time in the past couple of years. There wasn't a lot of events going on. And you still had to make payments on those trucks, people that bought these trucks, and you're seeing these festivals, expos pop up all over the place, and people just want to get out and about and support local businesses, because if no one supports these things, they're not going to survive, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm hoping we can get some more people down there. It looks, I'm scrolling through the Facebook, the jellies caught my, the cranberry butter. Yeah. That looks amazing. You know, that's the thing. It's somewhere you can go and you just do a little bit of shopping. You know, we're halfway through the year, a little bit more than halfway. The holidays are coming up. There's always that time, the holiday season, you're like, oh, I got to get this for someone. I got to get this for someone. You know, it's that extra special gift that you can find at things like this. It's, again, the Made in Connecticut Expo 2022, August 13th and 14th, down at the Naugatuck Event Center. And joining me this morning to talk about it, Jill Perez, Connecticut Specialty Events. This is one of those things that this is the epitome of the show at home in Connecticut, focusing on things that are here in Connecticut, the Made in Connecticut Expo 2022. Jill, now, I asked this to all my, a good chunk of my guests, and you kind of have a little insight on this one. So this one's going to be a little curveball, but I think you'll have an answer. So now there's going to be all these vendors, you know, and there's people going to be out there shopping. What are some of the things that you've seen over the years that have kind of gotten more attention? You're like, oh, okay, that's a cool thing, but you've been shocked at just the popularity of such an item.
I think over the years, you know, we've had some really unique stuff or some just really memorable stuff. I know one year we had a company come who had made, it was actually designed by some young kids, and they had made these clips for your ornaments on your Christmas tree so that the ornaments couldn't fall off the Christmas tree. And they did it one year, and then the year after that, you know, I'm seeing them like online selling, and it's like, oh my God, wow. I've also had some really big companies come in with special food products. And then next thing you know, like I see them and I'm walking by and I'm seeing them being sold in Stop and Shop and stuff like that, which I think is really awesome.
That's cool. So, I mean, you can go out there. Made in Connecticut Expo happening next weekend, August 13th and 14th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Naugatuck Event Center, 6 Rubber Lane, Naugatuck, Connecticut, down in Naugatuck in the Valley. It's something, like you said, you know, you can buy that item, and then next year when it's big and popular, you can be like, you know what? I was there at the beginning of it. Well,
absolutely.
Jill, thank you for joining me today. Hopefully we can get some people down there. I know I'm going to get down there. There's just so many things. And you know, like I said, the holiday season's coming up. Get out, support local business. This is literally as local as you're possibly going to get. It's the Made in Connecticut Expo 2022. Come celebrate and support our local entrepreneurs and artisans creating amazing things and new jobs here at home. And that is what the show is all about. Jill Perez, Connecticut Specialty Events, thank you for bringing things like this to Connecticut. There's so many things you can do right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.